Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Hey, mama. If you are a mom and are tired of the wash, rinse, repeat, burnout cycle of motherhood, this podcast is for you. If you feel lonely and isolated in your motherhood journey, this podcast is for you. If you feel like you have completely lost your identity since your babies were born, this podcast is for you. If you feel like every other mom has it together except for you, this podcast is for you. My name is Amanda, and I'm a life coach dedicated to teaching every mom the tools she needs to liberate herself off the back burner. I am living proof that a woman can be present and loving to her kids while also being a whole ass person outside of being that kid's mom. The secret? Learning when to say fuck it.
Hello, everyone. Apologies if you are watching the video for this podcast instead of just listening to the audio, because the lighting in my room today is like particularly horrendous. I look sickly. I'm not sick right now. My skin looks like gray. It's awful. I'm also not going to waste time trying to fix it because the sun is in the process of setting right now at 3:53 p.m. Like, I don't have much time before it's just really bad in here. So you guys are just going to have to put up with my gray-ish looking skin. I swear I'm not sick. I'm not dying. I look kind of like it, but at least my hair looks good. So this last weekend, my girls were in a production of The Nutcracker. So the weekend was really crazy. I just am so happy that it's over. And now we get 2 weeks off of dance. And I'm so happy to have a break because it's a grueling schedule. I love supporting my kids, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. But holy shitballs, I'm just spent. From four of them in competitive dance while the studio is doing a production of The Nutcracker. But we made it through. We made it through Nutcracker weekend. Yay! And now Christmas is in 7 days from when I'm recording this. Ah! I'm not ready for Christmas at all. I have it on good authority that Santa still only has 50% of the presents ready for my household. I only have 50% of the presents for my kids from me. And the only reason why I have the 50% that I do have is because the older two wanted highlights for Christmas. So I scheduled those hair appointments while I was at the salon getting my hair done. It was super easy. And I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week. I was thinking about you guys and I was trying to think of like, where are we all at right now, moms? Like, where are we just at? What do they need to hear from me? And I'm just like, I'm just really tired. And I'm sure you all are too. It's just like, we're at that last stretch. Finish line is in sight. But it's like the timing of us getting there isn't up to our momentum. Like, that's happening. We're like on a train doing a marathon. It feels like the train is like gaining speed, even though technically every day has the same amount of time. Like, it's gaining speed. We're losing time every day. Like, we just are. And I realized that the message that I need and that I believe and hope that you all need too is how to be really, really good about self-care when Christmas is a week away, which sounds ridiculous. It sounds like a impossible goal for a mom to prioritize self-care the week before Christmas. But it's not impossible. You've just probably never done it before. And so your brain has like no evidence to support that this can actually be done. But I'm here to tell you, it can be done. I've gotten really good at it. I've gotten really, really good at prioritizing my self-care and giving Amanda what she needs first and foremost all year round, whether it's the holiday season or it's not. Because I refuse to go back to the way that I lived before, which was burning at both ends. And then the ends would split, like split ends in my hair. And then those would catch fire. And it would just, everything was always on fire. Not living like that anymore. So if you are in the same boat that I'm in, where you like literally haven't finished your shopping and it's like for the kids, you can't put it off. Like all of my family is in California because I'm originally from California, but I moved to Wisconsin 10 years ago. They're not getting their Christmas presents on time. I did finally finish that shopping, but it's not getting in the mail today because it's 3:58 PM and I'm recording a podcast. So maybe I can get it in the mail tomorrow, but that's going to be late. And I've just let that go. I let that go about a week ago because, I mean, if I really wanted it to be on time, it needed to be in the mail a week ago. And a week ago, I wasn't finished shopping. So I already let that go. And in order to truly let that go, because it's not if you are letting it go, but you're still shitting on yourself in your head for not getting it out on time, or you're in a bunch of mind drama about what the family is going to think and if they're going to give you any guilt trips or grief or anything like that, and you haven't let it go, you've just accepted reality. Letting it go means I have no mind drama about it whatsoever, at all. I'm not worried about anything that my family might say. They're not going to say anything because I know that my family is going to be like, it's fine. They might like make a joke about it or something. I don't give a shit. Your presents are coming. And but even if I did have family members who would give me grief or would guilt trip me or anything like that, in the state that I am in right now, with the tools that I have to manage my own mind, I wouldn't give a shit at all because I would never allow any of that to actually mean something about me. So if someone is trying to guilt trip you and then you feel guilty, it's because there's a part of what they said that you believe on some scale. Some sort of percentage of you believes that that's true or it could be true. And you're worried about that. I know exactly who I am. I know my intentions and I refuse to believe anything other than what I know to be true about myself. If anybody tried to insinuate that I have poor time management skills or just need to give a shit more, or I don't know, I'm struggling to think of anything else that they could possibly say about this situation. Or even if they were still harping on me, like moving away, like, well, shouldn't have moved away. Now your gifts are always late and you just don't give a shit about us. Like anything like that. I wouldn't feel really anything about that. I might get a little angry in the moment just because, but honestly, I think I would just laugh because it's so ridiculous and it's so far from who I know myself to be. So my first tip for helping you prioritize your self-care, decide right now in this moment, you are going to have your own back. And you're going to have your own back no matter what. No matter what happens, no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone tries to make you believe about yourself, just decide right here and right now that you're going to have your own back. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you regain the power of your emotions, your emotional life. Because when you decide to have your own back and you truly like are sticking to it, like that is a decision that you're not going back on. Just like we haven't returned our children, you're not going back on that decision. When you don't go back on that decision to have your own fucking back, the shit other people say, it really just doesn't matter anymore. Especially when you really do this work of thought work and working on your own thoughts and working on managing your mind and your emotions, you realize how everything is just a thought. And thoughts are just sentences in your head. So it's fine. It's all fine. They want to say something about me or to me or whatever. Whatever they're saying is just a thought. That's it. It's just a thought. The second way that you can prioritize self-care is in keeping with this letting go mentality. Let go of whatever you can let go of. There are only so many hours in a day. And if you are not self-employed, but even if you are self-employed, because like I'm self-employed right now, but my business is a baby and I can't take like a whole week off. I'm going to take like a couple days off max and I'm going to be working because my business isn't at the level yet where I can take a week off. But if you are employed, you're only going to get like 2 days off for Christmas max, right? You still have to work and the kids are probably still in school. Okay. So we're working with a limited amount of time here. So if your holiday preparations are not where you wanted them to be a week before Christmas, the answer is not, well, I just can't get any sleep then until after Christmas because it has to all get done. Stop treating sleep like it's an option. That's like a sub point here. Don't treat sleep ever, but especially during the holidays, like it's an option, okay? Our bodies, our physical bodies need three things for like a minimum baseline of survival. Food, water, and sleep. We literally will die if we don't have enough sleep. But especially in our American culture, we treat sleep as if it's optional. And if you're not willing to go without sleep to get things done, then you're lazy. That's just a thought that has been perpetuated through our culture. It's just a thought that someone said at some point, and then enough people were like, yeah, I agree. I'm going to adopt that thought. And then they pass that thought on to all their kids and then their kids. And then it just is this never ending fucking virus. It's a thought. It is not true. And it's not very helpful. When you're trying to create Christmas magic for your family, if you are so tired that you are like literally having breakdowns every day and you're just sobbing and having all the emotions. And it's not because you're a female. Okay. It's because you're fucking tired. One of my kids had some sort of weird stomach thing this last week. And I say weird because normally stomach viruses are hard, violent, and fast, right? They're just very, that's what she said. Sorry, I can't help myself, guys. But right, they're normally like a day, 2 days, you know, and then you're done. You're dying for those, that day or two, but then it's done. This wasn't that. The symptoms were fairly mild, but she was so nauseous. And the nausea would come on and off. But when she was feeling it, like, she was so incredibly nauseous, she was barely eating anything. And she woke up in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m. on Sunday, so yesterday morning, and she was just crying because the nausea woke her up. But she was laying in bed crying because she was just beside herself. And I ended up taking her in to the emergency room to get checked out, just because I didn't think she really needed to go to the emergency room. But poor thing was just like, I left it up to her and she wanted to go. So we went. And by the time we got to the hospital and checked in and she was in the bed laying down, I could tell she was feeling better. And also she was thinking back. She was like, I think I was mostly crying just because I was really tired. She's like, I think that's just a natural reaction when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep. Like, you just cry. And she's right. You just cry because your body is so, like, physically tired. So it's not helpful because we're doing all this shit to create, like, happiness for our families. By the way, you are a part of your family. So if you are not creating happiness for yourself, then you're not creating happiness for your family. But we're doing this to create happiness and joy and good memories. And we can't do that. We can't actually create good memories and happiness and joy and all this shit if we're crying every day from physical fatigue. Get sleep, okay? Let go of whatever you have to let go of in order to get sleep. This might look like having a perfectly clean house. It's okay if Christmas is cluttered. That's fine. That's not a problem. Okay. Your kids aren't going to give a shit. Mine don't. It might look like eating out for Christmas dinner, like outsourcing that. You can outsource that. You can absolutely. And this goes for Thanksgiving too. I know Thanksgiving has already passed, but holy shitballs, if you don't want to cook, please don't cook. You don't have to do that to yourself. It might look like having Amazon wrap your presents. I don't know. Get resourceful. I don't know what specifically is stressing you out, like all of the things on your specific to-do list. But whatever you can let go of, let it go. And let it go without all the guilt and shame. Again, going back to this, don't just like resign yourself to reality, but be shitting on yourself in your head the whole time. That's not why we're here. We are here in this space to be kind to ourselves, to learn to love ourselves and take care of ourselves and prioritize ourselves, because when we do that, we'll have a happier life for us. And that's enough of a reason by itself. But also, we'll become better moms. We'll become better partners. Other people, all the people around us, will benefit tremendously from us pouring into ourselves, because that's just how it works. But you should do it just for you, just so that you can improve your experience of your life, because it is your life. And you're the only one feeling the stress. You're the only one feeling what it feels like to have shame and guilt. So when you think negative thoughts about yourself, you're the only one feeling that. So we want to have a better experience of our lives. And also, I don't want you guys to forget to have fun. If you're not having any fun, if you haven't like enjoyed any of the holiday traditions yet, or like you've not been able to do the one thing that like you enjoy, I'm going to challenge you to make time for that this week before Christmas. Don't put yourself off until after Christmas, because that's the same shit that we do to ourselves when we're like, well, I'll read my book or, you know, do whatever you want to do. Watch my TV show. Like, I'll take a break after the kids go to sleep. You're just putting yourself off until the very end. And when you do that, you're running on fumes the whole time that you're trying to get to that finish line. And then by the time you get there, you're so exhausted that you don't care anymore. You're just like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to sleep. Or fuck it, Christmas is over, I'll just try next year. And then next year comes and you do the same goddamn thing, right? You do the same thing where you just run yourself ragged, doing all of the things for everyone else. And then you never get to enjoy like the things that you really love about this season. So if you haven't done that for yourself, or even if you have, like be intentional about your me time every day, but especially this week. I cannot stress the importance of this enough, because if you don't, it's literally that running on fumes like analogy. So like imagine a car, and your car, the gas gauge has like 2 bars left, and you're like, nope, got to get all the way to the destination, got to get all the errands done, and then I'll put gas in. When you pass like 10 gas stations on your way to wherever you're going, and you could just stop quick to fill it up now to ensure that you get there. But instead, you're going to push it and then be left stranded on the side of county road, whatever the fuck. Okay, this is a tangent, but all these county roads out here on highways in the Midwest confuse me so much. I don't understand the difference between these highways and county roads and just regular streets. And I know that I sound like such a Southern Californian, but you know what? I am. I am from Southern California. And this shit doesn't make any sense. It's streets or freeways. What is this in between? Looks like a street, acts like a street. Why are we calling it something different? Why is it all like letters? And then they run through the alphabet. And so then they have to like double up the letters. My favorite is double U, not the letter W, like two U's put together. That is ridiculous. Just name it, okay? Like a name. I digress. So the thought error is, I don't have time to stop and put gas in the car now. I have to wait until I get to where I'm going and I'm done with all of my errands and I'm back, I'm at my destination. But when you're on the side of the road because you ran out of gas and you have to call a tow truck or your husband or whoever to help you out, and you're sitting there with your thumb up your ass, freezing because the car isn't starting, so you don't have heater, you don't have a heater, and you probably forgot your jacket because you're just like, I'm just running in and out of the stores, it'll just be fine with a sweatshirt. I do that. Although I actually am pretty good about having my snow gear, especially when there is actual snow. I will have like all of my snow gear in the back of the car just in case something like this happens and I have to like hoof it somewhere if I'm like literally stranded in the middle of like farm Z and farm Q with no cell reception or something. But that takes up so much more time. It would have been better to just take the 10 minutes at one of the 10 gas stations that you passed, fill up the tank, and then continue on, right? The same is true for our energy reserves. I know it feels like you have no time, and that if you give yourself 10 minutes to just take a breath in between the end of your workday and going into your mom day. Okay, I know that that feels impossible, but it's so much better than getting stranded on the side of the road emotionally, right? When you're snapping at everybody and you end up just sobbing uncontrollably because you're so stressed and so tired. Prioritize pouring into yourself, just like you prioritize putting gas in the car when it needs gas. You're not a machine. And even machines, as we've just illustrated, need maintenance, regular maintenance. You're a person. You're so much more valuable than your stupid car. So treat yourself that way. So this year, okay, first of all, I'm a Christmas freak. I have to just, I'm aware of that. Okay. I know some of you guys are gonna be judging me when I talk about the things that I didn't get to do this Christmas. I recognize that. I recognize that I'm extra. It is who I am. I'm not saying everybody has to be this way because I know that it's not for everybody and that's fine. All of my kids and myself have Christmas sheets. I allowed a pause for you to judge me. Now, stop judging me. 3 of my four, don't have their Christmas sheets on yet. Just didn't happen. They didn't take the initiative. And every time I thought about it, I was like, I don't want to. I've just been so tired. The dance schedule has been crazy with this Nutcracker thing. And I just haven't done it yet. Let go of that. I am going to put them on sometime this week. My one daughter took it on herself to just do it a while ago, the week of Thanksgiving, that weekend. I was really sick. And she was like, Mom, where are the Christmas sheets? I was like, not today, Aria. I can't. She's like, no, I'll do it. I just need to know where it is. And so she did, but she just did hers. She's like, it's not my fault if my sisters don't want to do it and they're being lazy. I'm going to have my Christmas sheets. I love that about her, though. I also have a growing collection of Christmas mugs, and my kitchen is so small right now that I have to like swap my regular, ordinary, everyday coffee mugs with my Christmas mugs because I don't have space for all of them. And I didn't do that. I only have a couple out. And they're only out because I took them out for Christmas in July and then I was too lazy to put them back in my bin. I'm like airing out all of my stupidity right now. I have forgotten to move the elf so many times this year. This morning, I did it again. And I realized it when I was holding my youngest, Oswin, who's the only one who still believes, which is like a whole podcast in and of itself. Like I'm shifting into that era and I wasn't really ready for it, but I like put her down and I didn't even like explain why I was leaving her bedroom. I just did. And luckily she didn't question me and I ran downstairs and I just like moved the elf quick. But I'm also not beating myself up about that, like every time I've done it. So if you are beating yourself up every time you forget to move the elf, or every time maybe you like Christmas mugs too, I don't know, every time, or your throw pillows, I still have a couple of Halloween throw pillows out. That's just embarrassing, honestly. My sister gave me shit for it, and rightfully so, when she was here a few weeks ago. She's like, what the fuck? Listen, I just didn't have the energy this year. But I also had a very lovely moment with my daughter, Ozzy. Last night, I was helping her wrap presents. So they do the Secret Santa between the four of them. So that way they don't have to get all three of their sisters a present because it's a little ridiculous. I don't buy their presents. They are responsible for saving up their chore money, or this year it was birthday money. When they got birthday money, they just saved it because they knew Christmas was right around the corner and they didn't have anything saved up. I was helping Ozzy wrap her presents for her Secret Santa. And it was such a simple moment. And it was in their office because my girls also have their own business, Sisterly Bracelets. They make pretty awesome jewelry, actually. They have a website, sisterlybracelets.com. I will give them that plug. And I gave them we live in a 3-bedroom townhouse. So they're all 4 in the biggest bedroom in bunk beds. I have this room, which is also my office. And then I gave them the downstairs room for their office because I have a dog who swallowed a needle. And so all of the bracelet stuff, like, it stays there. So that way the dog doesn't die. It was an expensive vet bill. And so we were doing the wrapping in their messy office, and it's so messy right now. And she's just on the floor, on the carpet with all these like beads and shit everywhere, wrapping her gift. And we're talking about nothing really. And she just says randomly out of the blue, "I'm having such a nice time with you, Mom." Those memories are the ones that your kids are going to cling to. Those moments, those small, insignificant, definitely no magic filled moments. That's what they're going to hold on to when they think about Christmas. And if I didn't prioritize my own self-care, and if I was very stressed out and burnt out in that moment, and would have been like, you know, all harried and frazzled and snapping, it would have been a totally different experience for both of us. I probably would have been trying to speed the process along by controlling how she was doing the wrapping, freaking out about all the tape she was using, wasting. But instead, I was just able to like be there to assist her when she asked for it, let her do her thing, and just enjoy being with each other. That's what the holidays are about, enjoying being with each other. So please take the pressure off of yourself to create the perfect Christmas with all the holiday magic. Just need a sprinkle of magic. And the things that we care about, kids usually don't care about. And I want you to ask yourself how that can be true in your life with your kids and your family. How can that be true? And ask yourself, how can you have your own back through this holiday season? What do you need to let go of in order to enjoy this last 7 days? No matter how much shopping you still have left to do, you can still enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy mine because I've already just decided in advance that I'm going to. I'm not going to stress out about it. I'm not stressed out about the California gifts that aren't in the mail yet. They're already late. The fuck am I going to stress about? It's done. Who cares? I'm not going to waste my energy stressing about it. I'm just going to let the family know your gifts are going to be late, but I love you very much. And I hope that you love what I got you. And if you don't, just lie to me and say that you do. I haven't done Christmas cards yet. And okay, so I did this when somebody was a baby, Laurelin. So my third kid, and she was a baby. She was born October 20th. So that Christmas, I was still like, and we were so, that was the Christmas we were so sick. Oh my God, you guys. We got so sick that Christmas, like on Christmas Day, me and all of the kids, RSV, fevers. It was horrible. It was so horrible, but we still managed to have a nice Christmas together. But that year I was fucking insane and I was like hand making my Christmas cards because I was cheap. An extra. So obviously I didn't get them done in time for Christmas. So I just decided that I had already put too much work into them and I was going to send them late. And then I had the brilliant idea of holding on to them and sending them in July for Christmas in July. I kind of want to make that like a thing again, where I just do that every year. Because I didn't send Christmas cards out and I really love a good Christmas card. And like my generation doesn't really do them. And I don't understand why we don't. I love Christmas cards And I think that since mine are late anyways, I think I'm just going to, I haven't even created them. I'll order them and then hold on to them for Christmas in July. Because everybody really loved it too. They were just like laughing hysterically. Just like, oh my God, this brightened my day like so much. Thank you. It's so much fun to just be my weird self. So please prioritize your self-care in this last week leading up to Christmas, and then continue that trend of prioritizing yourself every week and see what a difference it makes in your stress levels, in your ability to be present with your kids, and in just your clarity of mind. I promise it's fucking life-changing. It was for me. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. See you next week.
Are you living your one wild life to the fullest? You're not? Why the fuck not? What are you waiting for? The time to live is now, mama. Do not wait until your youngest is in college. Let your dreams hire me for an hour so I can explain how I can help you achieve any goal in your life. You've put yourself off long enough. It's time to pour into you. The link to schedule your 60-minute complimentary consultation is in my show notes. Join the community of Fuck It Moms by following me on Instagram and Facebook at Fuck It Mothering. That's fuck without the U. So F-C-K It Mothering. Make sure you subscribe to my channel so you never miss your weekly encouragement. And please rate, review, comment, and share. All of these things help with the algorithms, so that way when other overwhelmed moms are looking for encouragement, they can find me. Every month, I give away one of my favorite books and a Starbucks card to a lucky winner. All you have to do to enter is write a review or tag me in social media when you share an episode. See you next Sunday, gorgeous.